Sister Carolyn Gornikopkowski, a Benedictine sister of Erie, Pennsylvania, has been a retreat leader and spiritual animator for more than 30 years. Welcome to her conversations and interactive reflections on creation spirituality. May they deepen your love affair with creation and lead you to meet God, self, and others through a new lens. Learn more about the Benedictine Sisters of Erie at eriebenedictines.org.
I remember when Sister Joan Chittister was prioress of our Erie Benedictine community years ago. Each month, Joan would give a special reflection. And I remember one time when she included comments about the word should. Her words: "There's one word in the English language that you should never use, and that is the word should." From then on, I started to pay attention to how often it came into my vocabulary, more times than I expected. I began to ask myself, when and why did I choose to say the should word? Checking more closely, I discovered that I used it more when I was telling someone, asking them to actually do what I instructed. It also came into my speech when I knew I was right and expected others to know the same. Both signs of control and self-righteousness. You know, it began to taste sour in my mouth. Not that I have been 100% successful in eliminating should from my vocabulary, but I am much more aware of looking at the circumstances that surround my usage of should. Careful attention has helped to lessen control and self-righteousness. For that I'm grateful, even as I need to be mindful, more mindful, of not trapping myself in the web of shoulds. As I begin this podcast, several shoulds come my way, like, I should eat the foods appropriate for me as a diabetic. I should exercise 30 minutes each day. I should not drink to excess. I should not drive while texting and or emailing. I should not tell others what to believe and what to do. Well, granted, these statements bear truths and need my attention. For today, though, I want to connect the should word with the process of aging. We are all in that aging boat. So it's best, from time to time, to see how we're doing sailing the sea of life, so to speak. There seem to be some shoulds that are connected to aging that I've heard growing up and that simply are not true for me now. As I am in the 78th year of my life, in earlier years, I thought I should always know that grown-ups did the right thing, and I should follow them. I should never say how old I am. I should always try to look younger than I am. I should never say I cannot do something because of my age. I should always avoid getting gray hair, coloring it if needed. I should always remember that there's not much left to learn past age 60, and many more what I call now the myths of older age. Oh, my mother issued some shoulds my way in childhood days. But truly, I was blessed with being my mother's daughter. A lot of shoulds that I call myths were not a part of my mother's beliefs, and her life pattern said as much. She spoke of being fun-loving on the wild side as a young adult, and I witnessed that as she aged, remembering how I saw her fall in love again at age 70. Well, that's enough of an introduction to where I want to take this conversation. Recently, over a period of 5 Wednesdays, I was a participant in a gathering of our sisters with Sister Mary Ellen as facilitator. The focus was Sister Joan Chittister's book, The Gift of Years. I came so close to saying no to the opportunity of participating with this group. I told myself that I knew Joan's book, why, from cover to cover, since I myself had facilitated retreats based on that book countless of times. But I followed my hunch, avoiding the myth, I should remember that there's not much left to learn past age 60. Boy, I was never so glad and grateful that I showed up at that monastery for session 1. Each Wednesday, our little group grew in number as we gained more wisdom, not only from Sister Joan, who spoke via DVDs on particular chapters of her book, but from each sister in attendance. Here's the format we followed. 1, viewing the 5 to 10 minute DVD of Joan. 2, reflecting on specific questions related to the DVD. And then we shared wisdom in groups of 2 to 4 people, followed by large group sharing of wisdom. And then finally, follow through reflection and practice. The chapters that were chosen by Mary Ellen were the introduction, followed by the chapters on regret, fear, meaning, time, joy, transformation, spirituality, legacy. Each section ended with a call to reflect on the burden and the blessing of regret, fear, meaning, time, joy, transformation, spirituality, and legacy. Of course, I recommend the book, The Gift of Years. If you are younger than 50, then I especially recommend that you read the book as soon as possible. Joan advised me to do so as soon as the book, whose subtitle is Growing Older Gracefully, was published. My purpose in recording this podcast is to express what I learned from the participants and the process. What amazed me was how I came to see the sister participants. I've known these women ever since 1962, when I entered the community following my college graduation. It took all these years later for me to see them with eyes that were open, perhaps with looking at them from a different perspective, that of aging. There were a couple younger there, younger than 60, but mostly we were in our 70s and 80s. If we're open and willing to be vulnerable, the process of aging catches us. At some point, it may even startle us, waking us up via illness and death of loved ones. It was in the shared wisdom segment with 2 or 3 others that I heard personal statements that became, for me, very significant. Any negative judgments that I may have held about a person, that person speaking, faded in light of what she revealed, what she came to believe while aging. I assumed I knew her and why she acted as she did. Little did I know what was held within. You need to know Mary Ellen provided a safe place for us. Even those unaccustomed to speaking in public did so. We listened. As the invitation is given in the first words of our Rule of Benedict, listen with the ear of your heart. At the last session, we were given questions that asked us to reflect on the gift of years, our gatherings, or any insights, any surprises that came our way throughout the 5 weeks. What surprised me is how I continue to regard the sister participants, especially as I may have shed former opinions of them. I'm reminded not to assume, but rather to listen with one's heart. This includes listening to my own heart and what I am still capable of doing, and most importantly, what I'm capable of being. So much more to learn, to become, to witness. The fullness of life evolves to the extent that we give ourselves to the process of aging. Jump, and don't forget to breathe. I join with Maxine Schonk, Dominican, in praying. Quote, may you be blessed as you engage the aging process. As the years gather your wisdom, may you be graced with gratitude for your life. May you experience God's loving embrace and gratitude for your faithfulness to the journey, and may you be blessed with new appreciation of your call to be at one with all those who have peopled your life. May the God of appreciation and aging bless you all your days. And let us say, Amen.
Sister Carolyn on Creation Spirituality is brought to you by the Benedictine Sisters of Erie. Visit eriebenedictines.org to learn more about the impact of Benedictine spirituality in our world and to offer your financial support that helps make our outreach possible.